Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to your half-hour inspirational program. I certainly trust that you all have had a great day today, and I certainly have, and I'm looking forward to tonight's presentation. I want to go ahead and say to you all that we've got a great show planned for you tonight. I just want to go ahead and give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And let me just begin by inviting him into our program this evening. Father, we thank you for all your blessings now as I present a thought for your people to hear, that you will bring it to me and through me, that they will be receptive and with open minds and receive it into their spirit and be blessed as a result of it. These and other blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Tonight's topic is when you walk through your storm, when you walk through your storm. I want to start out by telling you a story, a little brief story about a man who was facing many obstacles in his life, so many challenges from being able to find a job for his family to being evicted from his home. So many things were happening that him and his wife even looked at the prospect of separating because the frustration got to the both of them. He couldn't find work. His wife was minimally working. And the children had great needs because they had teenagers by now. And so as a result of this, the pressure just became overwhelming. The wife thought, well, perhaps I can move back home with my mom and stay there because things are just not working out for us. We're not able to pay they lost their home, and then they were renting. They weren't able to pay the rent. And so things began to just pile up even more. And as time went on, they realized that, you know what, if we're going to be able to, the man began to realize that if they're going to make it, there's going to need to be a change to come in his life, a change that was progressive, a change that he was going to have to find work, a change that he needed God to open up some doors for him and their family. And he began to go into, he asked his wife to give him some time, and just if she felt she needed to go with his mom, and he go live with a relative as well, and just give him some time to make ends meet. Well, they prayed, and she agreed that she thinks that their frustration was a result of him not working, and it got on everybody's nerves in the household. And, of course, it made her unhappy as well. Well, as they prayed, he asked her, he said, well, look, let's just put it all out there over the next 3 months and see what we can come up with over that period of time. And if you feel that you feel now that things are not going to change, then I would certainly understand that you just feel that you need to move on with your life. Well, she didn't necessarily buy into that. She had a revelation, and I believe the revelation was from God, that she needed to stay with her husband because she remembered the vow, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. So she remembered those vows and say, you know what, I'm going to stand by you. I mean, he was doing everything that he possibly could to try to save his family, to try to keep them together, and things were just frustrated. And it's like that, I would imagine, when you have a family, you have a household, and you cannot seem to find a way to make ends meet. You just, you know, you're doing everything that you can. You're going out. And it's not like this man was not going out. He was going out. He was trying to find work. He was trying to find a way to do things legally. You know, he was not a man of character that goes out and do things wrong. Instead, this was a man who had a positive attitude. This was a man who wanted to make a difference in his life. This was a man who was a family man, was a God-fearing man, a Christian man, a man who was now feeling like he was at the end of his rope and about to give up. And as he thought about giving up, he, you know, just went into prayer, as he had been going into prayer time and time again. And finally, him and his wife got on their knees, and they prayed. And the good part is that she stayed. She told him when they got off the knees, she said, "I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to walk side by side with you. You're my husband. I married you. And to death do us part. And so no matter what you're struggling with, I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to support you." So she did go on and move with her mother, with the kids. He went in and moved with a relative. And he continued to look for work. She invited him over every day for meals. So they were still a family. They were still a family. It just worked out in this situation a little better for them that he went and he stayed with his brother while the wife stayed with her mother and the kids were there as well. And he kept in touch. He was there every day, seeing them, making sure that things were going well. You see, he was now going through his storm. And every one of us in life, at some point in time as we keep living, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you're going to go through a storm. There's going to be a period. You could be in school. School meaning you could be in college or high school, you know, but particularly, let's say, college. And or you can be taking a trade or a skill. And you're just seeming to think that, you know what, I can't make it through this thing. This is a very difficult thing for me. I'm not getting it. It's not working out for me. For some reason, it's not working out. I need something to work. I'm giving it everything that I can, but I can't seem to make it work. And so that could be that you're going through your storm. And I believe those storms of life that we have become a test of our faith. And sometimes we fail those tests, and then we repeat those tests, those same ones. It's just like a school exam. If you fail it, then you know what? You got to repeat the exam. And it may this time come with different texts. It may the contents or the context may be different. But you know what? You got to pass the test. There's some similarities or commonalities within passing that test. And so you got to just keep preparing and keep moving forward. And so if you don't pass that test, you end up in just going around and around in circles. So in order to pass the test, sometimes you got to do something different than what you've been doing. You may not have prepared for the exam and thought that, oh, this is easy. I know math. I know science. I know such things. I can pass that test. When you know, yeah, there are people that can do certain things that have mentally prepared without having to do as much studying as some others. But somewhere along the way, you do have to learn the material. You have to learn the material. So people who can go in and take certain tests and pass them, that means somewhere along the way they have learned the material and would know it well enough to go ahead and succeed on the exam. But others that may have a struggling period that it becomes a test for them to just take the test, it may require a lot more. And I want you to think about something as you go through your storm. The Bible tells us in Scripture, Isaiah 43:2, and I'm going to give you several different versions, at least three. The King James version tells us in Isaiah 43:2, and if you have an opportunity, go there and research this. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now we're going to take a look at the New International Version of Isaiah 43:2. But before I do that, I want to give you a cross-reference for the King James Version of Isaiah 43:2, and that's found in Deuteronomy 31:6. And I also want to read 31:8. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And so, just as in the story, the man was holding on to his hope. He was holding on to his last ounce of faith, perhaps his last ounce of courage, just keep going out there when everything seemed to be a rejection for him. And see, this is, you know, going through that storm, you got to still be able to maintain your faith, your strength, your courage, because the enemy certainly wants you to become discouraged and feel like you're not going to be able to make it. Feels like all hope is gone. But if you hold on to your faith, if you keep your head up as you go through your storm, you will be delivered. Let's take a look at the Isaiah 43:2, the New International Version. We'll give you also the New Living Translation, English Standard Version as well, and finally the New American Standard Bible. In the New International Version, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. The New Living Translation. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. The English Standard Version tells us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And finally, the New American Standard Bible. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. You know, that's, no matter the translation, I think it all speaks volume and pretty much the same, that no matter what you're going through, God is reminding us that he's going to be with you. And the cross-reference in some of these, Exodus 3:12, if you'll go there when you have an opportunity, it says, and God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Here he's talking to the children of Israel, letting them know that no matter what the difficulty was, that they went through their storm, that he was going to be with them. And when they come through it, he's letting them know, he's telling them that you're going to come through it. And then I want you to worship me on this mountain. And so there's so many scripture in here. And if you're feeling oppressed, if you're feeling depressed, no matter what's going on in your life, I encourage you to find one of God's promises and hold truthfully to that. Stand on his promise when you're going through your storm. And something else that I want to remind you of, and there's a song. There's a song that's out, and it's called You'll Never Walk Alone, the lyrics, and you can certainly pull it up on YouTube. This song has been around for a long time. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Once again, the song was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. They wrote it during 1945 for their musical Carousel in 1945. It was performed in the musical by the athlete named character Nettie Fowler. Okay, so here we go. I just want you to, you can pull it up on YouTube and listen to it. And the lyrics, the words go like this. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. This is very beautiful. Oftentimes when I might be going through my storm, I'm reminded of this song. And you can sing it as you begin to learn it. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. And the song tells us, the lyrics tell us to walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on, walk on with hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. It's a very beautiful. You know, when you can digest this into your spirit and you know that you're not alone as you walk through that storm, you know that God is walking with you, because he said in his word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And so there's something out there that he's got prepared for you. If you just walk at the end of the storm, there is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark, but you got to walk through the wind. You know, not just walk into the wind, but you got to walk through the wind. You got to walk through the rain. No matter what is going on, even when your dream seems tossed and turned or blown, you got to just keep going forward, because there's a test. You know, and without a test, there's no testimony. If you don't make it through, then you can't give any hope to someone else. And that's what life is all about. It's not just about what we're dealing, having to deal with for ourselves. It's what we have to go through to be a testimony to others. This is what God wants us to be able to do. He's saying, I need you to make it through this thing. I've got your back. I've got your front. I've got your side. You can do it. I don't want to have to do it all for you, because I've given you ability and strength. I don't want to enable you, because I created you to perform. I created you to take action. I created you to be a thinker. I created you for a purpose. I created you to be a blessing to somebody else, to help them when they're going through their storm. And that's what God wants for us. When we're going through that storm, that can be one of the most beautiful things. It doesn't seem like it at the time. But as we keep living, you're going to keep going through different storms. You may be wealthy. You may not be as wealthy. You may not even have a job today, just like in the story of the man. You know, but somewhere along the way, as you keep persevering, you keep pressing forward, you keep going onward, something's going to change in your life. See, it starts to change when you start to give up, when you just give up and you say, I can't do it anymore. But when you surrender to God and say, God, I'm just going to keep going after this thing like I know that you've got my back. I'm going to keep going after this thing like I know you've got my front, like you've got my side. Lord, the at the end of the storm, there's a golden sky. It's just down the road, oh Lord. I'm going to keep believing in this with everything that I've got in my spirit, everything that I've got in my heart. I'm going to maintain my courage. I'm going to maintain my faith. I'm just going to keep going, Lord, until I can't go anymore until I have my last ounce of courage, the last ounce of breath in me. But I believe that if I keep persevering, I'm going to make it through this. I'm going to get to that golden sky. And my life is going to change. And you see, that man kept believing this. He kept believing this, and he had asked his wife for 3 months, and she said, baby, if it takes 3 years, I'm staying with you no matter what the circumstances are. You know, if we got to eat peanut butter and jelly, I'm going to stay with you. If I've got to stay with my mom just a little while longer, and even if it as long as she's allowing us to stay here, and if it becomes an extended period of time, I'm going to stay here. But I'm going to still be with you every step of the way. And see, when you've gone the end of your rope, and sometimes you don't even know that you're at the end of the rope, you just feel tired. You just feel exhausted. See, but God has already prepared things for you, just for you to see how far sometimes you're going to go. You know, just to see if you're going to turn a different direction, to turn against or away from him. You see, he's not turning against or away from you. We leave him. He doesn't leave us. And so when you hold on to your faith, change has got to come. Because, see, with God, when God, you plus God becomes the majority. And, see, when God has it prepared for you, all you got to do is walk into your blessing. And you just get, but you can't walk into your blessing if you've given up. And your blessing can be 10 feet away. But you got to the ninth, you went 9 feet, and you say, you know what, I'm going to stop. And then your blessing was right there, and all you had to do was go one more step, and that was your blessing. But when I tell you, walk into your blessing, and in order to do that, you got to keep persevering. And see, once you've done that, then change is going to come. And just like with this story with this man, he made up in his mind, and that's where it starts. And many of you all that may be going through something out there tonight, and you don't know what direction to turn in, then I need you to say a prayer that you want to trust God where you can't trace him. You're going to believe in God no matter what is happening. You're going to believe in God no matter what your circumstances are. You may have gone through something worse than what this man is going through. But somewhere along the way, just look at it as this is my test. This is my storm period. But I need to keep my head up. I need to believe in myself. And I need to know that God is not leaving me. I need to be reminded that God is not going to ever leave me or forsake me, that he's walking every step of the way, that he's not going to give up on me. Therefore, I cannot give up on myself. I got to keep going. I know that and I got to have hope that at the end of the storm, that golden sky is waiting for me, that job, the job that God has for me is waiting for me. It may mean that I got to get some preparation for that job, to be eligible or qualified for that job, but it's there. I'm going to get through there. It may mean I got to take a temporary job that I didn't really want in order to get to that golden sky. But in other words, I need to be receptive. I need to be open-minded to the blessings that God has given me. He's given me a job. I might have wanted a job as a manager in one store, but it turned out that I became someone that did the stock market job, meaning I was stocking up boxes in the storeroom. Sometimes you got to not look for the high things, but accept some of the entry-level things just to get in the door. And you see, once you get in, then you can look at that will come along. And this is what that man did. He didn't get the job that he felt that he would have loved to have had, that paid a larger amount of money that he was accustomed to making, you know, prior to his being laid off. But he got an entry-level job. He certainly did. And because he had other qualifications, and the people discovered this, one of the managers discovered it on his resume, then they decided to put him into another field, another area within the company. And within 3 months, this man had promotion and gone beyond what he was making, had been accustomed to making. You see, when you keep walking through your storm, when you learn to walk in your blessing, when you learn to accept the very thing that you didn't think that you wanted to do, but God opened up a door for you as part of the test. You see, he never would have, if he just turned that job down, then you never know. His blessing was right there waiting for him, not in that form of what he did right then with the entry-level job, But somebody, a manager, discovered that this is the man that has all of these qualifications on his resume. And the man didn't even, God opened the door for him because he didn't even speak up himself. It was by discovery that a manager realized the qualifications that he had. And within 3 months, again, he moved on up and was making more money than he had ever made before. And all of a sudden now, his wife, and this all happened in 4 months, and he had asked his wife 3 months. You see, his faith remained whole. He trusted God all along the way. And you see, as a result, he could now bring his family back. You know, and they got them a lovely house that they continued to rent until they were able to later down the year get them a home that was large enough than what they had previously had. And you see, that's what God is willing to do for you all out there. No matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, as long as you stay in there and you walk through your storm, you walk through your storm, you just keep on going because you're not alone. And I want to remind you that when you walk through a storm, just continue to hold your head up high. Don't be afraid of the dark. Don't be afraid of the challenges that are out there before you. Because at the end of that storm, you know, at the end of you holding on, just maintaining your faith, and when you feel like you want to give out, you want to feel like you want to give up, remember that there is a golden sky. There is something waiting for you. There's something waiting for you as long as you persevere. And the sweet silver song of a lark. But you got, in order to get to it, you got to walk on through the wind. You got to walk on through the rain. You know, even though it seems like your dream, somebody may come along. At one point, remember the man's wife. She decided that she wanted to leave him because he was going through his storm. And sometimes the people that are closest to you will want to feel like just giving up on you and giving up on life. But then she had a revelation from God. Of being reminded of her vows, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, for sickness or in health, till death do you part. And so she had that revelation, and God impressed upon her heart that this was her husband, that she needed to stand by his side as he goes through that storm. Because, see, he wasn't just going through it by himself. His wife was going through the storm, and when you're with that person, you're going through the storm also. And what we need to do at that point in time is encourage each other in life, because that's what will make a difference. Encourage each other. So remember that. When you walk through your storm, hold your head up high and know that God is with you every step of the way. We're out of time. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And if it has, please tell somebody about it that they can tune in. It doesn't cost you anything. You can, if you want to join us again next Friday, we'll be here at 7 o'clock from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. You can also join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's all about relationships. We'll either see you next Tuesday or next Friday. Until then, I want to say to my listening audience, good night, God bless. And thank you, God.